Dr. Besigye doesn't want to go on a hunger strike to make any point, but Dr. Besigye is being given impossible choices for his life in the prison. Since he was put in prison, the prison officials keep changing the rules around his welfare. Regarding his food, they've recently said that contrary to the practice that there for all other prisoners, where a prisoner's family can bring in food and he can have it cooked by himself in the prison, which is the method he has been using, that now they've been trying to force him to buy food from the prison authority itself. It has its own shop. He rejects that. He does not trust them. The people who abducted him from Kenya are the very ones running that prison. He doesn't trust his life with them. He wants to cook food brought by his own family, not food that he has to buy from prison authorities. So he's not going on hunger strike to make any point. He's saying, I'd rather starve than be poisoned by my very abductors.
But Winnie, I think what the prison authorities are saying is that every prisoner is supposed to eat the food provided by the prison system. So why should Dr. Besigye be treated differently?
That is not true at all. I go to the prison, see him. I arrive there. I find there other family members carrying lots of food, bringing it to their prisoners who cook for themselves. As a matter of fact, there is a facility inside the prison where they are allowed to make their own food. That prison is really a hell on earth because it was built to serve a few hundred people, but now is occupied by thousands. It's beyond 10 times the capacity that it was built for. So many, the food, the hygiene, the water, everything there is subhuman standards. So they allow prisoners to make their own food. He's not asking for anything special for himself. He's being denied what other prisoners have, which is the right to make their own food and to receive the ingredients from their families to cook for themselves.